WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 26 degrees. We are under a winter storm warning. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Due to that winter storm this morning, local schools have canceled classes today. A full list of closings and delays in surrounding areas are online at WTAW.com, RadioAguilan.com, or you can text the word closing to 979-695-1620. That'll send you a link to that post on our website. College Station police are investigating an armed robbery at the Harvey Food Mart on Harvey Road last night around 1 a.m. The clerk reported a black man armed with a handgun fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of money. No one was injured. The latest proposed route for an east-to-west interstate through the Brazos Valley would go around Bryan and College Station and head towards Huntsville. The College Station City Council at its last meeting agreed to increase the travel budget to attend upcoming meetings of the Interstate 14 Working Group. John Nichols says one alignment builds I-14 as part of a loop on the city's east side that is part of the Metropolitan Planning Organization's long-term highway plan.
That's really the outer loop that is on that transportation plan that we all looked at and coordinated our city transportation plan with, and that is the intent, is to have the eastern outer loop be the I-14 back around the east side of College Station.
After looping around the east side of the Twin Cities, I-14 would follow Highway 30 to Huntsville and continue east into Louisiana. Now in its fifth year of planning, what was initially nicknamed the Aggie Expressway is now looking more like the Aggie Highway.
The latest design of a new Highway 249 in Grimes County connecting Bryan College Station with Northwest Houston is the subject of an open house a week from Thursday evening at Navasota Junior High School. While the Texas Department of Transportation plans to have enough right-of-way for a future four-lane divided roadway going to the west of Todd Mission and Plantersville, plans have been dropped not to build four interchanges or any passing lanes or frontage roads. The new highway will also not be a toll road. TxDOT also reports no homes or any other structures will be eliminated. More information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As the fifth anniversary approaches of a deadly fertilizer plant explosion in West, comes more lawsuit settlements.
The town of West and several other plaintiffs have reached settlements and partial settlements of claims stemming from the deadly explosion in April of 2013. State District Judge Jim Meyer has canceled the trial that had been set to begin Tuesday in Waco. The settlements are the latest among more than 200 claims filed in the aftermath of the West Fertilizer Company blast that killed 15 people and left dozens injured. Plaintiff spokesman and Waco attorney Steve Harrison told the Waco Tribune-Herald that the city and a nursing home reached settlements with CF Industries, but have unresolved claims against the other major defendant in the case, El Dorado Chemical Company. Defendants either manufactured or sold fertilizer that caught fire and exploded. They have denied any wrongdoing. David Burrell, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It is 26 degrees. You can text us your news tips, your weather updates, any traffic alerts if you are out and about. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
8:09. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by the folks at Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
Light snow this morning, winter storm warning in effect. Any accumulation will be under an inch. It'll all taper off this afternoon. Windy, temperatures 30 to 35, but the damage will be done. Watch the bridges and overpasses. They'll be the slipperiest. Turning partly cloudy tonight, 15 to 20. Sunshine's in the forecast for tomorrow, highs 35 to 40. Clouds increase tomorrow night, 25 to 30. Showers of sleet and rain on Thursday, highs 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. There are two young ladies at our front desk this morning. I just happened to notice.
Yeah, Mallory told me that she was called into emergency duty today.
Yeah, Mallory was here at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah.
She probably beat you,
she
Scott.
She would love it if you called her.
Yeah, because no one else has. Because guess what? We knew everything was closed.
Yeah, we did. Yep, we are. Yeah, we're going to call her right now.
She's going to sound so professional when she answers.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Emily.
Emily, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is Scott just down the hall. So y'all have been... She's excited.
She doesn't know who you are.
Careful, Scott. She's new.
I know. She's never met me before. So,
Mallory, is that Scott? She's like, yes.
Because nobody has anybody called this morning?
Here, I'll let you talk to Mallory.
Smart move. She's learning
Smart
quickly.
Smart move.
Hey, guys.
Hey, girl. Hey, Mal.
Hey.
Now, why are you here? I mean, it's crazy.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
You know, that would be a great question for Mr. Downs.
Yeah, because he said, come in and answer the phone, right?
Exactly. You're my first phone call.
Well, that was my next question. Oh, wow.
That's sweet.
That really is. So, and he didn't even, I mean, did he give you a voucher for breakfast or anything?
No, I'm just, I vouched
for
gist.
Breakfast. It's not a hotel.
I know. I didn't even get a free continental breakfast. I don't know.
Dang it. He did not leave the light on.
There's fudge in the break room, apparently.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. I saw the fudge. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. It was mysterious, and it had like plastic over it. I wasn't going to mess with
it. So, yeah, somebody else try it.
Only because I have done this same thing, I can call Mallory out for doing it. We've both had Girl Scout cookies this morning already.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Where did y'all happen to find them?
They were left in my office.
Is that a present
from the Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, really? Yours were left. I stole mine.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Have we got somebody up here who has a connection?
Yeah, it's called Chelsea Reber.
Chelsea did a story about the run that's coming up, right?
That too, but yeah, no, I think they're just getting ready. So their PR executive left me and Bill Oliver some Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, wow. Thanks for sharing.
Well, anyway, you're welcome.
Well, Mallory, anyhow, glad y'all can be here.
Donuts are coming. Oh, right? Yeah, we just got a text in. He feels bad that we're here.
Be safe, Mr. Downs. Mainly just so the donuts are okay.
We shamed him into it, Mallory. Our job is done here.
Thanks, Mal.
Thank goodness. All right.
Bye,
guys.
Mallory.
Bye.
Yeah.
Of course, Mallory. Mallory's now our full-time promotions coordinator,
yeah.
So she's pulling double duty
today. She's
gonna
have to find people, you know, ways to say nice things about us.
Yeah.
See how that works.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I keep hearing that writing a to-do list for the next day is a good thing to do before bed, like it helps you sleep better, which I could totally use. So I will give it a try. Okay, things to do tomorrow. No, wait, I should write today, since that's when I'll do them. Tomorrow. Because tomorrow it'll be today. Wait, what was I doing again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one, pick up a box of personal items at the store. Number two, get a birthday card for Linda. Oh, wait, what's today? Oh, today was her birthday.
Dang it.
Mm. And now it's too late to even call her. She's my best friend for years.
Obviously.
And now what is she going to think?
Yeah.
Clearly, I forgot. I'm a terrible friend. Why couldn't I have learned of the stupid before bed to-do list thing a week ago? Now it's a too late to-do list. And now I can't sleep. Awesome.
Because Linda hates you.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I thought we were doing like Inside a Millennial's Head. Why do we have to be so sexist?
We're not. Too.
Well, and what are they going to talk about inside a guy's head?
Are you really ready? No. Are you ready?
Okay.
There's
going to be a lot of empty space here. Okay.
There has to be equal time.
And now it's time for another episode of A few seconds inside a man's
a few
head.
Seconds.
Oh, all right, let's see what's on. Oh, Tango and Cash. Classic. Get him, Sly. Oh, I think she had the Bachelor paused. No, it's not recording. I know. I'll put the dog by the remote.
Hey, come here, boy. Come on.
Sit right there. There you go. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Alibi covered.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
So there.
I watched Tango and Cash last night.
I had no idea what he was talking about, and you started laughing so hard.
It was crazy. Oh, it's so weird.
That is Zach's brain. That is Zach's brain.
I literally watched that movie last night.
Wow.
And I just sat there thinking, how on earth did this not win an Oscar?
All right. Okay.
Because I did not associate at all with the women's thoughts for a whole minute.
No, I understand.
No, I definitely associated with that one. Yeah.
Okay, so Tango and Cash was a movie with
Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell, yeah.
And from 1990 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 89.
Okay. I can't believe you watched that last night. And that it was on
yeah,
that little thing.
Yeah,
that's creepy.
So now you had gone through the guide of all the things that were on TV.
Yeah.
And that's what you picked.
That was the winner. That was the winner.
Did you come back to it? Had you seen that? You said that's a possibility, and you go back because that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll go through the guide and I'll go. Maybe I'll come back to that.
Well, I also had the recording availability, so you know I recorded one thing while I was watching.
Oh
watching
well, good.
This.
You didn't miss something important.
And
then.
And so I got to
all right.
Hang out and watch Tango
and
Cash.
I'm not sure how I feel about making a to-do list the night before and helping you sleep. Because you're going to be thinking about everything you have to do the next day.
How
that would stress me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're like Tango and Cash,
yeah,
you would just partner together and you would work this thing out. Especially the you've seen it, right, Scott? The ending with the high five and then slow motion. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It's you know. Anyhow,
it's a beautiful thing.
Well, you got to remember, it's 1990, which again you're awfully young to be liking that movie.
He's an old man at heart.
Yeah. Movie came out before I was born.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying. Anyhow.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Still a great movie though.
Well,
I'm sure.
Okay. So 20-year-old man passing through. While we're talking about great man moments, 20-year-old man passing through a security checkpoint on his way into court in England, pulled out a lump of marijuana from his pocket.
It happens.
Asked security officers what he should do with it.
Oh.
While he went in for his hearing. Well, the officer said, well, if he just leave it with them, then that'd be fine. He agreed and signed his name and receipt confirming that it was his.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was.
Wow. He sounds like a smart cookie.
Here, we'll hold this for you.
He was busted.
Man.
Yeah. Authorities in California say a picky bandit turned his nose up at $600 in $1 bills, according to investigators. A man walked into the bank and demanded big bills.
Yeah, ones are the worst.
Yeah, the ones that they can track easily.
That's
there you
it.
Go,
the teller said she only had ones, tens, and fives. And so the crook said, all right.
Nimrod.
give me the loose 20 and the $600. Nah, I don't think
so. What, did they just get a deposit from down the road at one of those, you know, places?
I'm not.
Establishments?
Yeah.
You mean like a laundromat?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what
we were talking about.
Saudi Arabia banned movie theaters in the early 1980s as a result of the controversial Islamist pressure. It was the Emoji movie. Okay.
Oh.
So...
Wait, did
apparently,
you say the 1980s?
It's what it says here. It says Saudi Arabia banned movie theaters in the 1980s.
Oh, okay.
Theaters. I mean, just couldn't have theaters.
At all.
Now
okay.
They've reopened them, and now they're going to bring in the Emoji movie.
Oh, that's it. Just the Emoji movie.
This is Saudi Arabia, okay?
Right.
That's where they just started letting women go to soccer games.
And drive.
And drive.
Yeah.
And they opened it up for the Emoji movie,
yep.
The one with Adam Sandler?
Yep, apparently.
I didn't even know he was in it.
Yeah, that's like his deal.
I know about it. I've never seen the movie.
And all the people who are in every single one of his movies.
Is he in it or his voice is in it?
No, he's in it. The emoji movie where
it's not just emojis. It's got real people.
So, yes. So what the plot of the movie, I haven't seen it. I haven't actually seen the movie.
You have two.
But I do know the plot.
You have two. Well, you have two.
Yeah. So apparently the aliens are going to invade Earth. And they learn everything they need to know about Earth by watching like old school 80s games, and they turn into like
Pac-Man
and stuff.
What?
I think that is that what maybe I got.
I don't know. You're
maybe
the one who's seen
about
it.
A completely different movie.
Either way.
Yeah, I completely screwed that one up. My bad.
I was about to.
Don't
say.
Don't listen to anything I'm saying.
I was about to say.
Adam Sandler's
I
not
never
in this
do.
Movie. Yeah.
You're about to say you're our own Rotten Tomatoes, yeah. But no, when you get the movie wrong,
man.
That really is not going to work.
It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't
Xerox
work.
Xerox Company is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge. Is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number, and we'll take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
I love my wife, and I really love sleeping with her. I'd like to do it more.
Now that we have Theravent, sleeping with my husband is amazing. We woke up spooning this morning.
Theravent anti-snore strips are getting couples back to sleep together because now there's no excuse to keep snoring. Theravent is clinically shown to reduce snoring using the power of your own breathing. They're now available in stores nationwide, and you can see how they work at Theravent.com. Theravent, the answer is right under your nose. Not intended to treat sleep apnea. Use as directed.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
News Talk 1620, WTAW's 822. All right.
Thank you to everyone who texted in and knew what movie Zach was talking about. It was Pixel.
Pixels. And the combined IMDb rating, I think, between Pixels and the Emoji Movie came to like 5 out of 10
Perfect.
Combined.
No,
so
5 out of 100.
FYI. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Something we all care about.
Yes.
Meghan Markle has been a media darling ever since her relationship with Prince Harry became known. As soon as she started getting an increasing amount of attention, fans and curious people alike started scrambling to find out about the actress, and as it turns out, Meghan isn't her real name.
Oh.
It's no. Just a nickname. Just telling you.
What's really? Her real name?
Full name is Rachel Meghan Markle.
Oh, that's weird, because Rachel is her name in Suits.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Ah, well, there
that,
you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that is weird. Wow.
All right,
that
just
is,
saying. Well, and
it's not a nickname. It's just her middle name.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, you just said it was Rachel Meghan.
Okay. All
right?
She's,
she,
yep.
Her name
it's not
is,
like she just made up a name.
Yeah, her name's Rachel. She goes by Meghan for short.
And,
yeah,
of course, you couldn't write a more fairy tale-esque romance than Prince Harry and Meghan. But Lifetime is going to try.
Oh, Lord.
The cable channel is developing Harry and Meghan, the royal love story. A film that chronicles the pair's relationship. The TV movie will follow their love story from that blind date where they first met to the intense global media attention surrounding their courtship and eventual engagement.
They met on a blind date.
That's
I
what
need
it
friends
says.
To set me up with a prince.
Yeah, I mean, Man. Once again, well, we've talked about
still
a lady.
Got some pretty cool friends if they know, you know, Prince Harry.
I don't know anybody.
Yeah. That's so anyway.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we can't help
Thanks
you with
for
that.
Help.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Harry and Meghan currently casting. It will premiere at a date to be announced. The real royal couple, meanwhile, of course, wedding on May the 19th.
Maybe I can
Windsor.
Audition. What do y'all think?
Sure, yeah. 100, because you look just like her, right?
Just like her.
Just like her. How tall is Harry, by the way? He's six. He's over 6 foot, right?
Right, because they were tall stormtroopers,
yeah.
Remember? They're like 6'2".
Yeah, he passes right. the passes were, the
he
test.
He passes the test, yeah.
We'll text him. Maybe he has a friend who's tall.
Yeah. I might could try and
that,
set you.
Hey, that checks two boxes
that
right there.
That would be perfect.
He's got a royal friend who's tall. Be perfect
I'll
for you.
I'll take it.
See, and if I knew this, Chelsea, I could have tried to set you up with one of those wrestling people from the other night. Set you up with a wrestler.
I can't.
They all seem like nice guys. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm speechless.
I'm sorry I'm going to be late calling you tonight. I'll be wrestling in
yes.
Caldwell.
Yeah.
Brother.
But right after that,
at
it'll
the
be
Caldwell
fine.
Civic Center.
Yeah, exactly.
See
Look
you later, babe.
Aside from
I'll bring home some nachos from the concession stand.
They didn't have nachos.
Great. I'm out then. No, I'm out.
Not having
you can't even
to do.
Wrestle with nachos. I don't want
to
be part of that.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun. And 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. It's the year of the pickup truck at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit as GM, Fiat, Chrysler, and Ford unveil new trucks in a highly competitive auto market. But there are plenty of other vehicles at the show. Mercedes and BMW have new SUVs, while several Japanese automakers are showing off prototypes of future vehicles. It's all happening in a U.S. auto market that's shrinking but still expected to remain at healthy levels. Last year, sales fell 2% to $17.2 million, still near record highs. Analysts expect sales to be just under $17 million in 2018. Citigroup says it will slightly raise pay for women and minorities to close a gap with men and whites. The bank's head of human resources says it told employees it will raise compensation this year to help close the gaps. The bank didn't provide figures on average salaries or say how much the raises will cost. Crude oil trading at $63.86 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a strong open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
From fake news to broadcasting live murders to misrepresenting the size of its audience, every week, Facebook and social media is involved in yet another outrageous controversy. This time, it's openly allowing drug dealers to sell directly to your children. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. Investigative reporters at the London Daily Mail say that drug dealers are openly using Facebook and other social media websites to target children as young as 13. Most sell marijuana, a few sell ecstasy. A Daily Mail reporter was able to find drugs for sale on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter within 5 minutes. The dealers use emojis and hashtags to attract the kids. Now, no one should be surprised to find drugs on social media. The real outrage is that as Mark Zuckerberg constantly reminds us how safe they're making Facebook, why did it take a newspaper reporter to find the problem? Why not Facebook's own internal security? I'll say it once again. Your kids are not safe on Facebook or social media. I'm Kim Commando. I'm so excited about our big HelloFresh family dinner night this Wednesday. I'm preparing dinner from the HelloFresh Hall of Fame. You know, everyone has their favorite spin on the classic mac and cheese. But HelloFresh has upped the game with the cauliflower pancetta mac and cheese. Because in the kitchen, pancetta makes everything better. We'll add reduced-fat milk, a little Italian cheese, a touch of scallions, and we have an award-winning winter night comfort food. Of course, HelloFresh always sources the healthiest, freshest ingredients in just the right quantities so nothing's wasted. And it's all delivered straight to your door with step-by-step directions. And this dish takes only 45 minutes in the kitchen. That's why HelloFresh is now the leading meal kit delivery service. You have to try HelloFresh. You're going to love it. Get $30 off your first HelloFresh meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/Kim, and shipping's free too. HelloFresh.com/Kim for $30 off, and you get free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 26 degrees. We are in a winter storm warning. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Due to that winter storm this morning, local schools have canceled classes today. Several businesses and city offices are closed as well. A full list of closings and delays are online at WTAW.com, RadioAggieland.com, or you can text the word closing to 979-695-1620. Last summer, construction was supposed to have started on what was nicknamed the Aggie Expressway, but the Texas Department of Transportation has made major changes to a 10-mile extension of Highway 249 in Grimes County that will connect Bryan College Station with Northwest Houston.
The TxDOT Bryan District Office has announced a toll road with four interchanges, passing lanes, and frontage roads is all going away. The new two-lane highway will still be built west of Plantersville and Todd Mission, and TxDOT will have enough right-of-way to make it a divided four-lane at some point. No homes or other structures would have to be moved, and there are adjustments in the highway alignment to avoid impacting wetlands and other sensitive environmental areas. News releases and a map from TxDOT are online at WTAW.com. The latest changes are the subject of another TxDOT open house a week from Thursday evening at Navasota Junior High School. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Huntsville's gain is Madisonville's loss, at least as it applies to the latest proposed route of a new interstate highway that will brush by Bryan and College Station. That's according to comments from the last College Station City Council meeting.
The mayor of Huntsville and I have had a conversation. He's in favor of it. The mayor of Madisonville is not.
Imagine that.
He'd like to see it come to him.
Mayor Carl Mooney received no opposition to increasing the city's travel budget, allowing him to attend future meetings of the organization involved in developing Interstate 14.
It is the Gulf Coast Strategic Highway Coalition.
Amen, brother.
I-14.
Yes.
All right. Here's the bottom line, Council. If we don't participate, we won't be able to reap the benefit.
One alignment calls for I-14 to be part of a loop on the city's east side, which is part of the Metropolitan Planning Organization's long-term highway plan that was approved last year. The only way to drive in and out of the Texas A&M campus in Galveston may be changing. Some business leaders in Galveston have suggested spending more than $200 million to build a land bridge, which would replace a drawbridge that was built 60 years ago. The Galveston County Daily News reports a new bridge would also do a better job of controlling silt in the Galveston Harbor, which costs millions of dollars to dredge. Some Texas towns hit by Hurricane Harvey continue their comeback.
Efforts to restore tourism and other economic attractions are ongoing in areas of Rockport and Fulton. Diane Probst is the president and CEO of the Rockport-Fulton Chamber of Commerce. She says more businesses are reopening.
Over
right now that number has escalated to 461 businesses open. Yahoo! And that's out of about 1,300 businesses here.
Hurricane Harvey made landfall in August, destroying many homes and businesses along the coast. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
A Bryan man awaiting trial for drunk driving with two prior convictions was arrested last weekend on another DWI charge. 31-year-old Mauro Rodriguez, also known as Israel Castillo, is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $14,000. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, an officer followed an eastbound SUV in the westbound lanes of Villa Maria in front of the former municipal golf course. The Suburban stopped about five blocks later off South College on Delwood Street. Rodriguez was also arrested for attempting to elude. And a two-vehicle crash Saturday on Highway 21 east of Bryan resulted in a DWI arrest. According to the DPS arrest report, a vehicle driven by 31-year-old Stephanie Morale of Bryan was going west in the eastbound lanes when it struck a van occupied by eight people. Five of the eight were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Morale is out of jail after posting bond. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 26 degrees. You can text us today with your news tips and traffic alerts to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com, and you can stream us anywhere at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
836, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent is part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Light snow this morning. Winter storm warning in effect. Any accumulation will be under an inch. It'll all taper off this afternoon. Windy, temperatures 30 to 35, but the damage will be done. Watch the bridges and overpasses. They'll be the slipperiest. Turning partly cloudy tonight, 15 to 20. Sunshine's in the forecast for tomorrow, highs 35 to 40. Clouds increase tomorrow night, 25 to 30. Showers of sleet and rain on Thursday, highs 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Kate's here this morning from the chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Zach, do you have any movie questions that you for Kate or us?
Kate, have you seen Jumanji yet?
I have not seen Jumanji.
Oh, okay. Anything recent that you've seen?
I saw The Post this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Was that good?
It was good.
Was it? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I saw Darkest Hour, too.
Ooh. Oh, wow. You saw two pretty heavy movies.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen Tango and Cash?
No.
Okay.
Well, put that next on your list.
Okay.
Someone actually texted in a GIF of the high five.
No, that was me. Somebody texted in and said they watched it last night. Then I texted them back the high five GIF where they just look longingly in each other's eyes.
There were two people who saw that movie here last
night? Yes, yes.
What network was showing
it? HBO.
Who are they? Okay, wow. Man, that shows how far they've fallen, isn't it?
They have several channels.
Yes, they do. Okay, this is weird. This is just strange. You know, we've talked about how they continue, whenever there's some sort of a thing that science decides is a crisis, they do everything they can to get us to react. And sometimes it's, you know, if you do this, then, you know, you'll grow a third ear or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So here's our climate change report for today. Climate change is turning green sea turtles female. Mashable.com says scientists in Australia have been tracking the population of green sea turtles in the Great Barrier Reef, and almost 100% of the young being born are girl turtles. Unlike humans and most other mammals, where the sex of the reptiles, like turtles, is determined by an egg's incubation temperature, not chromosome.
Oh.
Weather temperature means that more female turtles are born.
Girdles.
So cooler...
Girl turtles, girdles.
Girdles, yeah.
Of course they are. Cooler temperatures lead to more males. So there's a range of only a few degrees separating the possibility of the number of equal males and females and 100% of one gender or the other. That points to the overall warming trend of the Great Barrier Reef as a cause. So.
Girl power.
Well, what are you going to do when you got nothing but girls?
No, they'll still have some boys.
All right. Just seeing.
The boy turtle should be happy.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's less of them.
Better
there's
ratio.
More girdles to choose from. I just like the term girdles.
I do, too. You just came up with that, didn't
well,
you?
Well, I feel like you kind of accidentally said it because you meshed the words together, and I just thought it sounded good. So,
All right.
He's just stealing from you like usual.
He didn't even notice he said it.
We've started a new word.
Exactly. Girdles.
Again. All right.
Squirrels.
Squirrels
and girdles.
Squirrels and girdles.
All right. Let's find out what's going on at the chamber this morning. So what's going on at the chamber, Kay? There was a reason for you to be here. Yeah.
I mean, I was really enjoying that girdle power going on.
Right?
Yeah.
We got to have it sometimes.
Well, we were supposed to have a deluxe ribbon cutting today for the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley.
Probably,
but
no.
That's been canceled. It will be postponed, and we're excited to celebrate their 15th anniversary. We're just not going to do it
good
today.
On them. Just won't be doing the ceremony, okay?
But we still are going to have a couple more ribbon cuttings this week. Tomorrow, we're going to have one for BCS Urban Air.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, we're going to have a ribbon cutting for Orange Theory Fitness College Station. That's a new fitness place over in Century Square.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're still staying strong with those New Year's resolutions.
Hey, if you're still going, you're in the minority. That's for sure. Yeah.
But we are really excited. We're having a ribbon cutting on Thursday for the new city course at Phillips Event Center.
Mm-hmm.
The ribbon cutting will be at 5, but then we'll transition right into our business after hours at the Phillips Event Center on Thursday.
Okay.
Business after hours is from 5:30 to 7. So the ribbon cutting will be before that, and then we'll celebrate after with business after hours.
Okay.
And then also we have our Economic Outlook Conference next week that's sponsored by Wells Fargo. It'll be at the Hilton College Station. And I'm sure you've heard us talking about this a lot, but we're going to focus on the challenges of growth in our community. So come and see how things are changing for 2018 and how this growth might be affecting you and your business.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're still accepting nominations for our Community Impact Awards. These awards are to recognize minority business owners in our community. So if you know someone that you want to nominate, they have to be HUB certified, which is if you are a Hispanic, African American, Asian American Indian, women, and or service disabled veteran. So if you know someone who fits these qualifications and they own a business in our community and have been open for 5 years, then please nominate them for this award. We would love to celebrate them at a luncheon coming up in February. If you are ever interested in becoming a member of the Chamber of Commerce, we're going to have a new member orientation. This is sponsored by ABC Home and Commercial Services, and it's going to be on Monday, January 29th from 3:30 to 5 p.m. You don't have to be a new member or not even a member at all. If you've been a member for 15 years, but you still don't know how to maximize the benefits of your chamber membership, please come to this orientation. We would love to explain to you what it is we do, how you can get involved in the community, and how we can help you and your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we want to give a little bit of recognition to one of our Inner Circle Platinum members. This week's member is Wells Fargo. They are a huge supporter of our Chamber of Commerce. There are multiple locations in town, and they're our sponsor for next week's Economic Outlook Conference. So we really thank them for everything they do, not only for the Chamber of Commerce, but for our community as a whole. We very much appreciate them.
Very good. And if there was more information?
You can visit bcschamber.org or give us a call at 979-260-5200.
There you go. So are you a history fan? These two movies you saw were...
Yeah,
you know.
I am, but I know that these movies are going to kind of win some awards, so I wanted to see them so I could kind of gauge how things are going to go later on down the road.
Yeah.
But it was the Darkest Hour was really cool because I had previously seen Dunkirk, and it's about Winston Churchill when he becomes prime minister and he has to make some decisions there. So you got to see the battle part in Dunkirk, the movie, and then you kind of saw the behind-the-scenes stuff in Darkest Hour, so that was pretty cool.
Very serious movie person. All right, very good. Hey, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. We visit folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tax time is here, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is your go-to award-winning tax preparation service.
Hi, this is Debbie, and the voice you just heard is my son, John. He has recently received his enrolled agent status, so we now have two on staff. He inherited something from me.
Well, Mom, it's all about numbers, isn't it? And I've got a knack for numbers. After all, I learned from the best, you.
And as I tell everyone, you are good. Come by and see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Or call us, 691-2345.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us.
Let's find out what's going on in the arts, and Chris Dyer's here this morning. Good morning, how are you?
Doing good. Happy to be here.
You brought a guest with you?
I did. I have Jamie Ward here, the Education Development Manager at Uni Theater in Brenham, which is right down the road. And we have just another amazing theater asset in our community. And if you haven't been to Brenham lately, you really should, because there's a lot going on. I think there's a revitalization and revival down there. But Unity Theater has been there a long time and doing great things for many years.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Tell us a little bit about the history first of the theater.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Unity Theater's been around for over 20 years, mm-hmm. actually co-founded by Teresa Beckers and Gretchen Jones. And they saw Brenham as a fabulous place to insert a professional theater. And I, being the third person on staff 18 years ago, I have seen this community just rally around the art that we produce, the incredible support that they have given us has just continued to allow us to grow and create better art.
Well, sure. It's a quality of life kind of a situation. Now, so what is your intent? Is your intent to bring original works or works that people are familiar with?
We actually produce work that is a variety of different things. Published plays. One of the things that we love to incorporate are the idea of professional artists, and that's what we do. We bring professional live theater to a rural area, mm-hmm. Which isn't too far from College Station.
How many performances a year do you normally do in a season?
Oh, wow. Currently, we have 4 main stage productions mm-hmm. and 2 studio shows and then special events throughout the year. Mm-hmm. We are currently producing All My Sons in February, which is an Arthur Miller play, which is fabulous cast, directed by Kate Revnell Smith, our executive artistic director. Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to that. I'll be playing Kate Keller in that production.
Oh, okay. Now, where are your main stage performances? Where do they take place?
In our at Unity Theater, mm-hmm. 300 Church Street, Brenham, on our main stage. We have 2 stages, mm-hmm. a studio black box mm-hmm. and our main theater that seats about 150.
Okay, and how about in the black box?
Black box, 75 seats, I believe. Uh-huh. It's a great little intimate space that allows us to produce a little bit more avant-garde, edgy theater.
Mm-hmm. Now, certain age groups or all age groups involved?
As far as our audiences?
As far as, no, as far as your productions are
concerned.
As far
as our productions, we've had all ages, actually. We just produced the best Christmas pageant ever in December, which involved a cast of 40 and 30 of them were kids.
Jeez.
That also gave the opportunity for local artists mm-hmm. to be involved as well. This particular production are all adults, primarily from Houston.
Right. And like any community theater, there's on stage and then behind the scenes as well where you need help.
Yes, absolutely. And again, we just like we do on stage, professionals are hired as well to direct, design, and then many locals and community members also. We couldn't do what we do without the support of our volunteers.
You have a website that shows your schedule for this year?
Absolutely, www.unitybrenham.org.
Okay. Anything else you want to share with us about the organization?
Yes, we're a thriving education program. We've got spring registration now open. We have events for all ages, adults through children, some that appeal to all of the families, some that appeal to a very specific group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so again, the website?
www.unitybrenham.org.
Very good. Thanks for being with us this morning. What else you got going on?
Always a lot. It doesn't feel like spring, but spring's getting here eventually, you know. So we have set the date for Empty Bowls Junior this year, which will be Saturday, March 3rd. And we're actually hosting it at Allen Honda in that big, new, beautiful building they have.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we'll come back and talk about that a little more when we have all our restaurants lined up. But it's exciting. We had we'll have at least 23 schools participate this year, so it's going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Very good. If there wants more information?
acbv.org.
All right. Thanks a lot. Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
The Brazos County District Clerk's Office is probably best known by the general public for the summoning of jurors. Did you also know that the District Clerk is responsible for preserving evidence, records retention, maintaining legislative relationships, and so much more? Hi, this is Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. The Clerk's Office has other far-ranging duties and plays a key role in the day-to-day operation of our county government. Please elect me as your new Brazos County District Clerk.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
It's 848, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
He's the boss. He's the man.
He's the guy that came in to bring you guys donuts.
Wow,
today.
That's awesome.
Mr. Ben
That's
Down.
So great.
Except for Chelsea.
She's not even here. She's on her, she's
no kolaches or donuts
she
for her.
She did get kolaches already.
She gets her own special order.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Sunday, I think. I'm at the Grocerytorium.
Mm-hmm.
Back when you could actually walk the aisles as opposed
to
now.
How many times a week do you go to the grocery store?
Oh, I'll go to the Grocerytorium a few days.
Oh.
Wow. Do you really like it?
They now have kale salsa. I'm going, really? Do we really need to do that?
Not in Texas, we don't.
At some point, I think we could probably look at this and go, this would be an unnecessary product. However, I did get a report this morning. Apparently, the aisles are jammed at two South College Station Grocerytoriums.
With cars that have driven through the plate glass window?
No. They're jammed with people who are probably there scavenging for the last vestiges of some sort of water with a plastic cap on it.
Boy, because, it's a good thing that we didn't have that Hawaii problem here.
Man.
Yeah.
Did you hear Rush this morning?
Yeah. Rush recapping the news. He probably recorded it on Monday or Sunday or
right,
something.
Right, but he was saying the idea that, well, I don't know, maybe that really, one button and that's what happened?
Did you see the Washington Post headline that said, Hawaii alert failure shows Trump's lack of leadership?
Yes. The big button had been pressed, apparently.
They just can't let up, can they?
No, they can't.
Okay.
Every day.
It's going to be interesting to see how this one button stuff works.
Okay.
It's pre-recorded, I could see how they might can do it. You can buy emergency alert system stuff that has pre-recorded, and they wish they hadn't, I'm sure, that has pre-recorded messages and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And since all the words were spelled right, and oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, it wasn't on there, I'm assuming it was pre-recorded or pre-typed. And so I guess that's the case, but it's not even, you know, for Amber Alert, it's not a one-button thing.
No, it's not. I could buy a panic button, though, you know.
Yeah.
Well, from Staples or wherever.
Yeah. So I don't know. Okay. It's going to be interesting. I couldn't figure out exactly why the FCC was involved, and then I found out later it went out over all the radio and TV stations, too.
Yeah.
You know, since there was a picture on the text messages, that's what I was seeing
your buddy, your friend.
Yeah, yeah. If he was a real friend of mine, he would send me out there to do investigating where it's 82 degrees and the light
wind. It's going to be 70 here this weekend, okay?
Yeah, no, but we kind of have to get through it.
Oh, it was 65 yesterday when we were talking about all these closings.
I came here from 80-degree weather.
I got you.
And walked off the airplane.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got off the airplane here at Easter Egg Airport,
I
went out onto the balcony and push the button to start my car.
Did you?
And it started and warmed up by the time I got there.
Good.
So that was good.
Huh, thank
you. Oh, man, it was cold.
The patio party has been canceled. You
what?
Know, we were going to have a party on the patio, and we can't because there's ice on our patio out there.
You want to know a secret? When you said party on the patio, did you know that is a registered trademark?
No.
Oh.
Did you know that we have that registration?
Oh, is that
right? Luckily.
Get away. Hello.
I did it out of spite one day.
Yeah. At least the liberals have quit blaming Bush.
Well, that's right.
Well, for now, maybe.
And R.C. Slocum. Yeah.
We have party on the patio?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Maverick thing.
We own it. If somebody else in Texas were to say, it's time for party on the patio.
Oh, in Texas. We don't
it's
have
Texas,
any
yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Well, do we have somebody who's watching over this?
No. You heard about also.
Yeah, you didn't.
I'm going to do a quick Google search. Hold on.
Somebody who, we hired somebody to keep track of Party on the Patio.
I know this lady. We have a registered trademark for Party on the Patio. We also have registered trademark for the Zone 1150.
Oh. But like, how is someone supposed to know Party on the Patio is trademarked?
Wait, ZZ Top has a song called Party on the Patio?
I'm just saying.
Uh-oh, they better be paying us.
ZZ Top.
We also own, of course, as you would expect, Best of the Brazzers. We do defend that one.
Yeah.
Because we are the best.
I have a friend and her daughter works for the guy who's in charge of protecting Zorro.
His job is, if
Zorro is used, he needs to make sure they get some money. So we need to do this. There's somebody out there who's stealing money from us, Ben.
Like ZZ Top.
Yeah. Call Billy Gibbons and tell him to come to a concert here in payment.
That could work.
Well, last time they were going to do a concert here,
he hurt his shoulder. Fell off the back
of a truck or something.
Yeah, okay. So we can't believe this, but it's true. Don't eat those little detergent pods. Have you heard about this? The Washington Post.
They look so tasty. Uh-huh.
They do look tasty.
The Tide Pod Challenge is what it's called. Are people that stupid?
Well, kids are, yes.
Okay. Yes. Oh,
I've been making viral rounds on social media. Video shows kids and teens biting into the brightly colored liquid laundry detergent packets.
And 1 hour later, thank goodness we don't have video of that.
Oh, they're cooking them in frying pans, too. That's always bright.
Yeah, pop.
Oh, God. Anyway.
That's going to be something to explain to Mom when you get back.
No one knows how the fad got started. Well, an idiot with a camera.
That's exactly how.
They're going to be taking big buckets of ice water and dumping it on top of people.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, at least that was for a good cause.
That's right. Agency says the capsules, which are colorful, squishy, and smell good, are attractive to young people.
They don't smell tasty.
They just smell
like laundry detergent.
They kind of do look like candy,
though.
Poor
Tide. Like, they had commercials out way before this became a thing that said, you know, please keep out of reach of your babies, your infants who find them, you know, fun and attractive.
Who knew that they would have to move on to older children?
I sure do hope they don't have to take those off the market. Those are just as handy as they can
be. They are pretty nice to have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. Well, I guess they are. I didn't know that in some cases...
You've got
You got to take one out of the bag and you got to throw it in the washer.
You're
missing this, Chelsea. He has people for this.
Here's the deal.
Excuse me.
In some cases, you have to use more than one pod. Did you know that?
No.
No, more than one. You have to reach into the bag more than once?
How inconvenient.
Is there enough room to put two of them in there?
Oh, the humanity.
You use them up faster because of that. That's what I'm trying to say.
And those things are not cheap.
They're not cheap.
No. They're not cheap.
I was supposed to give a traffic report. Just don't do anything stupid. You can drive out there, but don't do anything stupider than normal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect to me.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Liberty Safe continues to amaze me. They not only make great safes, but they make it easy to own one. And now at LibertySafe.com, you can buy a Liberty Safe at a great price and receive 12 months interest-free payments with zero down and zero APR. And they'll even offer Liberty Safe for as low as $15 a month. $15 a month. I have been working with Liberty now to tell their story for 7 years. The peace of mind, the lifetime warranty, the in-home delivery service, unmatched in the industry. Oh, and one thing, when you do buy a Liberty safe, may I suggest you buy one just to size up? Because believe me, you're going to end up putting more inside your Liberty than you ever thought was possible. Do what I did. Have it installed right in your home. Now with 12 months interest-free payments, or as low as $15 a month on approved credit. LibertySafe.com, the home of the best-built safes on the planet. Go there now, LibertySafe.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Less than a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, it just looks like Shaq has fun doing these commercials he does.
Yeah.
You know, the...
The General?
Yeah, the General, and then he does the Gold Bond.
Mm-hmm.
And now Shaq has signed on as the Chief Fun Officer for Carnival Cruise Lines.
Yeah, I saw this.
He's the CFO. For them, that means Chief Fun Officer.
Yep.
Wow.
Uses his larger-than-life personality in the commercials for Carnival to prepare. He spent time on the Carnival Vista, a huge ship that can handle 3,900 passengers.
Whoa.
I bet he can't fit through some of those doors.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.